clock ticking on Pelosi. 4th of January, 2007. This is Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Washington, D.C. Nancy Pelosi, the little firecracker congresswoman who became Speaker of the House of Representatives after the Republican Party lost more seats than it could afford to lose to their rivals, the Democratic Party, maintained that she does not need the 100 days that the press gives newly elected power brokers before delivering their report card on the accomplishments, or lack thereof. Exhibiting her characteristic hubris, Pelosi said, quote, "I need 100 hours, not 100 days," unquote. She made this comment at 4:38 p.m. on January 1st, 2007, as President George W. Bush points out, quote, "The clock is ticking on Pelosi," unquote. Much of her agenda reflects her bizarre constituents' wishes, among which are the feminists' desire that she pass legislation that mandates surgical castration instead of the circumcision of all newborn males. Another bill she plans to shepherd through the legislative process is one that will require all pregnant women's fetuses to be aborted and handed over to fetal tissue research so that, quote, "we can do something about Michael J. Fox's shameful shake, rattle, and roll," unquote. Pelosi also expects to pass a law that does something about same-sex marriages. She says, quote, "it's high time." No, it's past high time that we stop the hateful discrimination against men who want to marry other men and women whose intended husbands or wives are other women. There's more to a person than genitals with the genitals with whom he or she makes love," unquote. Political pundits point out that what gets out of the House may get stalled in the Senate, and what passes both is apt to be vetoed by President Bush, so Nancy Pelosi should slow down. Dick Morris said, quote, "even if all her woolly-headed liberal crap-trap does get passed into law within 100 hours, what the hell is she going to do for the rest of her term? She has 6 years to kill, so we'll be advised to spread out her rush over to the legislation over that time frame," unquote. I screwed that one up. Morris said that Pelosi is, quote, "amusing, as most amateurs and neophytes tend to be," unquote. The only one he finds funnier, he says, is bareback Obama. In answer to her critics, Pelosi says, quote, "first of all, Dick Morris is a dick. Second, after I pass the bills my constituents want to see enacted into law, the rest of my six-year term will all be about me, me, me," unquote. She's a rich woman, Pelosi admits, and she intends to get richer at the taxpayers' expense. Senator Hillary Clinton said, quote, "she thinks her election was a coronation. She'll learn, though, that in Washington, I'm the queen," unquote. Morris, surprised of Clinton's statements, said, quote, "ooh, catfight, catfight," unquote. Jesus, and I thought I was the queen. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.